Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. So good to see you tonight. What do you mean, Brother Bulla, see you tonight? This is the radio. Hey, don't doubt technology. You never know what's going on. What a lineup we have had this week. Oh my goodness, can you believe it's Thursday already? We started off Monday with Sister Lynette talking about how to activate the Holy Spirit. Followed that right up on Tuesday night with Sister Virginia Domiglon, someone who has been in the prison ministry for over 28 years. And she don't look a day over maybe senior in high school. Okay, I cannot tell online. Maybe freshman in college. And then last night, to have Brother Shane and Brother Jay come straight up from our heart, because you know how they come from? Straight up Christian ministry. I love when you have the name of a church that so graphically describes what it's all about. Straight up. These two guys have the love of the Lord. They have the joy of Jesus in them. I could walk all over this island talking story with them, building God's kingdom with them. Because you know why? All we would be doing is laughing at each other all day. It's more worse than having a Three Stooges and a Three Babooses all rolled up into one. Like a six-man tag team, maybe. Anyway, I wanted to thank each and every one of you, my beloved, who are tuning in tonight. Unfortunately, tonight you are stuck with me, Brother Bulla, on the radio. I couldn't get four good people in a row because then it would be harder for me next week, but we do have a wonderful lineup coming for next week. I want to welcome you to the show this evening. I want to give a shout out. And, you know, if I forget anyone in the shout out, please forgive me, but that list is getting pretty long now. I know my notes today, so it's going to be kind of hard, but lift me in prayer. And if you can lift me in prayer, you have the strength of Jesus because I'm almost 300 pounds. Hallelujah. Anyway, I want to give a shout out. We're going to start all the way off up in Wyava. Had a wonderful time with our brothers last night. I think we had 19 or 20 brothers there. You know, and the evidence of God's hand in their lives is so wonderful. I had one brother back in 2010 when Lynn and I were in Halava. We prayed for him. We prayed with him. He had a young baby boy. It was an infant at that time. And the doctors wanted to operate because they had a tumor in his brain. He came to us in prayer at chapel one day. And the Lord just moved upon us and moved upon him. And he rededicated his life to the Lord. And we said, you know, don't listen to the doctors. The Lord will heal your son. Well, that's a pretty bold and prophetic thing to say, especially when it's a young infant child and his only son. But, you know, he listened to the word of the Lord. He lived in obedience and told the wife, no, don't let him touch him. He's going to be all right. Well, he had some pictures yesterday. The boy is now about 3.5 years old, healthy, 100% normal, fine, and no scalpel touched his body. It was by the power and the grace of Jesus Christ that that boy was healed by the hand of Jesus. So we lift that up and give God a wonderful praise report. You know, tonight, to our sisters out in WCCC, I'm so sorry. We've got a Convoy of Hope meeting coming up. We won't be able to make it. But, you know, in the month of June, we've got a lot more volunteers that have finally gotten approved to come out there. So we are not going to miss another Thursday, God willing, because we're going to have so many other people that will be able to come out and share the word of God, do some praise and worship, and just uplift you and give you an encouraging word. Hallelujah. Apologize not there this week, but look forward to next week, ladies. Coming over the hill into Halava to our Wednesday Berean brothers and also our Friday chapel guys. Oh, how's it going? Getting hot in Halava. Well, you know, keep the faith, keep up the good work, you know. And down at the FDC, you know, we've got our regular Sunday schedule with Module 6A. Shout out to all our brothers there. And then to our brothers that have reached out to us in Module 6B and 5A and 5B. Aloha no, bro. Keep up the hard work. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Sometimes the sparks gonna fly, but you know what? That blade gonna get pretty sharp, huh? So we keep doing that. Over into OCCC, oh, there's revival going on in OCCC. We claim that in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, to all of the modules that we visit over, they're getting too many to list now. You have a special place in our heart, and our team is growing and growing. Last week, Saturday, we had a team of 7 go in there right after they had a situation that normally would lock down the entire facility, but by God's grace, we're able to go in and spread the good news of the gospel. Sometimes when it's the darkest hour, that's when the brightest light needs to shine and go into that darkness, because darkness will flee. But just wanted to thank all of our beloved who are listening out there. Big shout out to Misha Brune out there in Whitmore Village, probably on her way to work tonight. Oh, my sister, we miss you and the kids so much. And I just want to thank you for everyone who's listening to the program tonight. All of the blessings that you're hearing, all of the praise reports, all of the wonderful things that are going while Brother Bull and Sister Lynette continue to build the kingdom for our Lord and Savior is a direct result of an invitation to come to church in 2008 by a lovely couple, by a wonderful man and just a beautiful wife, you know. And they just reached out because our kids were hanging out together and said, you know, in their most eloquent fashion that they could, they just asked us, "Well, do you like come church or what?" So grasping that heart that they had, we said, "Yeah, we'll go try them out." Well, that was our first Sunday that we attended First Assembly of God Red Hill. It was in March of 2008. Can I say the rest is history? Because we're making everything his story. So I would say if it's his story, then it is history. Brother Kevin, I know you're up in heaven watching down. I thank you for your grace, man. Thank you for everything you showed me, brother. Thank you for the love. Misha, we love you guys, man. Just a big shout out. Keep the faith. Make sure you get to church on Sunday. We're looking for you. But, you know, we do have a website, and it'd be wonderful if you drop by because all of our radio programs are listed there in a podcast format. So you can actually download them to listen at a later time or click on the link and you could actually listen to it right then because a lot of us go to bed by 9:30. But for those of us on the mainland or anywhere else on the West Coast or the East Coast, those can be set up through iTunes as a podcast to automatically download onto your listening device. And that's just wonderful. But the address of the website, my beloved, is www.freeinsideministry.org. We do have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we also have a Facebook page, which gets so much activity, you know, the way social media is today. But our Facebook page is, as you would guess, Free Inside Ministry. That's on our Facebook page. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." And you got to realize in that declaration, in that statement, the Lord is speaking in pluralism. There's an S after plan. So if plan A doesn't work, then plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, we go all the way to the triple Z and the double YXZ. You know, the Lord has many plans for you. So don't get frustrated. Don't get downtrodden. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. God is still in control. You see, my beloved, I believe that we all have faith in God. I will stand on record as saying that this evening on the 23rd of May at 9:38 or 9:40 p.m., whatever time you're looking at your clock at this time. But we all have faith in God. Let's come into agreement about that. I think the challenge that we get is we don't have faith in God's timing. We want everything now. We want everything on our time, in our way, in our style, in our fashion. And sometimes we just need to let go and let God. But, you know, if you look further in Jeremiah 29:11, because that is a wonderful anchor verse, it goes on in verses 12 through 14. "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." I would say, let me go out on a pastoral limb, and the tree has to be fairly strong because if I'm about 280 pounds and I'm going out on a limb, I hope it don't break. So this is a strong pastoral limb from the tree of God. I would say that this focus on verses 12 through 14 is focused on you, as I had said that previously when I was reading that verse. You know, I'm so blessed to have my wonderful daughter here. We don't have her live on the mic today, but, you know, she's just a blessing to be around. You know, God's grace. You know, I look in the mirror and I say, like, who am I to have such a beautiful daughter? So smart and so articulate. And it's just like, I'm so glad she has her mother's looks, but I'm even happier she got daddy's brains. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness in a house today? But today, my brothers and my sisters, I wanted to talk about a parable. You see, parables are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. A lot of people don't understand that, and maybe later on tomorrow when you get a grasp of that, you might understand it. But I'm just going to leave you with that parables are earthly stories with heavenly meanings. Now, today we're going to be in the book of Mark in chapter 4, and it's the parable of the farmer scattering seed. I have both versions. I have the NLT and also the Jesus book, which we will be diving into head first very shortly. So I wanted to share this so that we have a common ground. We have something to refer to. And so many of us don't understand why we go into the prison. So many people don't understand the passion, the drive, the desire that our prison team from Free Inside Ministry, from First Assembly of God Red Hill, and also Pastor Barry Naoni, who's going to be going with us shortly. And a big shout out to our sister Linda Miriam Gentry. So excited to having all you angels come alongside with us. And you know what? Someone once told me, fruitfulness is determined by faithfulness. Amen. I'll say that real slow again so you can chew on that later also. Fruitfulness is determined by faithfulness. But I wanted to get into the parable of the farmer scattering the seed just so we could get a grasp of this. I'm going to give you in the word of our Lord. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across the field, some of the seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still, other seeds fell on the fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, "Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand." So we jump further down into verse 13, and Jesus said to them, "If you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables?" You see, Jesus is telling them right now that if you can't get this, you can't go forward. If you can't understand first grade, how are you going to go to second, third, fourth grade? Just as Brother Shane Nogiri was saying last night, you cannot go second grade without going first grade. So Jesus is telling them right now, if you don't get this, you're not going to get anything else. So we need to concentrate. We need to focus and put our attention on Mark chapter 4, and we're going to be in verse 14 now. The farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. Hallelujah. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as been planted. Now, that's a wonderful version from the New Living Translation, but we're going to dive head first, right, into the West Side Version, the Jesus book. Listen, you guys didn't hear the story about the farmer guy. He go throw the seeds out for plant. Some go fall down by the trail over there, and the birds, they go eat them, man. But some, they go fall down on top of the rocks. We only get little kind of dirt on top. The plants, they grow up fast, but no matter what, only little bit dirt over there. So when the sun come up, the plants, they go dry up because no more the kind of root. Other seed, they go fall down inside the kind of bushes with all kind of thorns, the kind of cuckoo. The bushes grow up and go choke them, so no more wheat. Other seed, they fall down inside the good dirt. They grow up good and come up real plenty kind. Some seed, they give back 30 times more. Some other seed give back 60 times more. And some seed even give back 100 times more. So Jesus, he go tell them, you guys don't understand this story. How are you guys going to understand the other stories? Jesus is telling them, bro, you don't understand this. Power hurting. No need to go any further because this is the baseline. This is the beginning. This is the cornerstone, the foundation of everything else I'm going to teach you. So if you cannot understand a story about the seed, then no need to open the book again. So that's why I stay coming with you guys right now from the Jesus book. Okay, we're going Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The farmer plant the seed. He just like the guy that tell what God go say. The seed that fall down by the trail. That's just like when one guy hear what God say. And right then and there, the devil come make the guy so he no can remember what he just went go hear. The seed that go fall down on top of the rocks. That's just like one guy, to hear what God's saying right then and there. He stay plenty good inside. All, he all pump up, all jack up. We see them guys on Sundays, eh? They hear the word of God. They jumping up and down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Monday night football, bro. Taking shots right at the bar with all the wahinis. What is that kind of action? So you see, what happened with that one? God say, and right then and there, he stay plenty good inside. But that guy, he just like the plant that no more root inside him. He stick with him for a little while. Then Bombay, oh, pal, he, when he get in trouble and the people come make him suffer because he go trust the stuff he just go here, that guy he give up right then and there. The seed that go fall down inside the kind bushes with the thorns and a cuckoo, that's just like when one guy hear what God say, but Bombay, that guy, he worry about all the stuffs he need here inside this world. He like come rich, eh? So that go throw him off a little bit. And all that stuff go choke out all the things God say that was inside of him. You know, can do the right things. Just like one wheat plant that no give weed, eh? Growing inside the kind bushes with all the thorns. Now, the seed that fall down inside the good dirt, that's just like when guy when hear what God say and when go trust him, he go do all the right things, just like the good plant that give wheat. Now, all the good stuff the guy do, he do them 30 times more. Some guys do them 60 times more, and some other guys 100 times more. Amen? Amen. You know, it's like when you're scattering seed, it's like when we explain to our brethren, our beloved, brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, is, you know, we're just there to scatter seed. We're, you know, what you do with God is all on you. We pray that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. We pray that the Rhema word is delivered. We pray the seed finds good soil. We pray that God nurtures it. And we pray that develops into being something fruitful and bountiful, not only for you in abundance, but also for your family. But you see, a lot of times when we cast the seed, we have no control over the seed. Some of the seed might fall on the sidewalk. Some of the seed might fall on the windshield. You know, some of the seed just bounce off the guy's head. It goes all over the place. But there are those rare times. There are those few times when the seed actually finds good soil. And after we leave that seed that we've embedded in the good soil, God continues to nurture it. God continues to water it. And the seed begins to develop and be very fruitful, 30, 60, even 100-fold, 100 times more than the one little seed. You see, my brothers and my sisters, a lot of times we hear the word of God. We know the seed is being planted, but for some reason or another, the thing just bounces off. Or we let them just go on the tippy top and not deep inside. But, you know, it's just like when you try pull, you know, when you got to pull grass out of the yard, right? The roots is so skinny, she stay right there on the top. But you ever try pull nut weed, nut grass? You know, kind of nut weed, the one with the little nut. So you're trying to grow on lawn, and you see the weed come up. You get on nuts, right? You're grabbing all kinds of stuff for killing. But you see nut weed, the nut weed, you need a systemic treatment for that. It has to go down into the stem of that weed, because if you only look at it from the top and you pull them like all kids do, say, oh yeah, ma, hey, pa, hey, auntie, grandpa, tutu, look, I want to catch all these weeds. No, all you did is pull the leaves of the weeds. If you ever really took out a weeder, now for some of you guys, you might not know what that is. It's not a reader, it's not a bleeder, and it's not a greeter. It's a weeder. It's a gardening tool that you use, like old people, like your Uncle Bula, Brother Bula, Pastor Bula, would use when he had to go weed the grass. But now you get all kinds of chemicals, just kill them, spray them, and all that. But anyway, smoky time, you got to go weed, right? But when you get that nut thing, the thing might only be showing about 3 inches on top of the grass, right? One really nice line, all of a sudden the weeds pop up. But when you go down and dig, and you slowly get the roots of this bugger, you know that thing is about 3-4 feet long, the roots going all over, forget all the nutrients out of the soil, get all the water out. So sometimes the weed, eh, you got to watch, because even though she looked like she grass, she actually stay on the weed. Sometimes the weed gonna choke all the good stuff out, but still gonna look good. So sometimes we get good stuff all around us. Yeah, we get the bling, we get the car, we get the house, we get the action going. We're rolling with the scripts. You know how we roll. We're making deals. You know what I mean? But that's gonna choke out the goodness of God that you have. You know, and sometimes you have to realize in your life, if you was to look at one yellow legal pad, draw a line right down the middle, smack dab, punch them right in the middle. On the left side, you put what is temporary. Yeah? On the right side, you throw it on what is eternal. Now, we're going to start off with the easy stuff. What is eternal? Only one thing is eternal, salvation. Because on the left side is everything else you got going on in your life. Everything that you're involved in, everything that you own, everything that you think about is temporal. Unless it's in alignment with your assignment from God, unless it's the written and loving word of God, unless it's God's very own voice in your heart and your soul, everything else is temporary. So when you realize that and you realize that this life is but a vapor, then you're going to know for a fact that, what am I focusing on? Because if eternity is forever and this is just for now, I'd rather work on something that's going to last forever. You know, and it's all about breaking. It's called, you know, Our Sister Dawn. Dawn of a New Day on 95.5 The Fish. On the mornings, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Okay, Dawn, that's your plug for the night. You know, like she always says, reverse the curse. I'm going to quote her on that because I can. But you have to reverse the curse. But you see, a lot of times, my brothers and my sisters, we'll go to confess something. And that's a good beginning. I would admit that's a good start. I would admit that's a nice place to be. But it's until you repent of your sin that change is going to happen. Because you can confess all you want. Nothing going to happen. See, repent means that you is going one way. And when you repent, you crack the wall and reverse 180, go the other way. Power reverse. You're not going to do that again. Confess is you're just telling people what you did. You know, I'm not going to get into political and church doctrine and various religions. All I'm telling you is it's when you come to the Lord in total surrender, like Brother Shane said last night, you got to surrender. You got to give him everything you got. You got to be like the squeaky frog doing yoga. You got to give it all to God, give it up to God. And at that point, God's going to see your heart. Because otherwise, you're just going to be like everybody else, a manipulator. You're trying to cut one deal, trying to do this. So it's in 2 Corinthians 4:18 where they say, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Amen? We're just trying to break it down. I'm just trying to keep it real. You probably have a lot of people that speak to you that talk real nice. And I'm sorry, I just talk real because I know my audience. We all are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Now look, to keep it real, my brothers and my sisters, especially when I'm talking to my brothers that are incarcerated, I ask them, how many of us ever lied? Almost the whole room raises their hand. And for the guys that never raise their hand, the Lord sees their heart because they're lying right there. Anyway, so the next thing I say is, okay, everybody, we all liars. How many of us ever stole something? Hello, where are we at? Prison, hello. So anyway, we all raise our hand. I say, okay, that's 2 for 2. We're doing good, 2 for 2. Then we go for the cleanup. How many of us ever looked at one girl or one woman and say, oh, wow, she's hot. I like rack that one. You know, everybody raised their hand. So I say, look at that. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. No one here is better than anybody else. There's no one here perfect. We're all sinners. You know, a half-truth is still a whole lie. You got to realize that. And lying by omission is still lying. You got to realize that. And a little sin is just as bad as a lot of sin. So there's no varying degrees of sin. You know, in prison, sometimes you're like, oh, it wasn't like that guy. You know what he did? I did this, but he did. Why you like look at the splinter in your neighbor's eye when you get one 2x4 coming out of your eyeball right there? You know what I mean? Too many times we try and judge people. We don't need to do that. God gonna judge all of us when our time comes. But you see, what you got to realize is Philippians 4:6-7. This is one of Lynn's favorite verses. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I can do all things through him who gives me strength. You have to realize that we need to forget what is behind and to strain toward what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Amen? You see, my brethren, it's what we look at. We're going to find what we look for. It's just like when OSHA comes onto a hotel, OSHA's going to find what they're going to look for. You know, it's just like if you look for good, you're going to find all the good. You look for bad, you're going to find all the bad. But there's a lot of us out there, and I was just talking about that to our brothers in Arizona. They're confused. But I got to stand on John 14:6. I stand on this verse. I go on record. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And for all of us, I don't know if you're sitting on the edge of your bed looking up. I don't know if you're lying down already, getting ready to moi moi. You're behind the walls, kind of confused, kind of dazed, kind of just lost out there. You always have to hold on to Romans 8:28. Look it up in the Bible tomorrow when you get a chance, when you get out of your cell, when you guys sitting in the module or whatever, eating, or you get some downtime. Borrow a brother's Bible if you don't have. If you don't have a sword, you're not going to defeat the enemy. If you don't have a sword, the spirit of the sword, you're not going to defeat the devil. And he's going to win. You need to get a Bible. Ask your chaplain for one. Romans 8:28. This is the anchor verse for you. You should put them right on top of your brain. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Amen? Amen. My brothers and my sisters, you just know that if you seek the kingdom of God first, he'll give you everything else you need. Delight yourself in the ways of the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, my beloved, it's Thursday. We've had a great week so far. I just want to close in prayer if we could tonight. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Lord, I ask you to bless every ear to every person that is listening tonight to this program. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to share the gospel with all of my brothers, my sisters, my brethren. And like we say, Lord, you don't have to be locked up to be locked down. Lord, there are more people walking around in Waikiki and Honolulu, Kailua, Waimanalo, Mililani, Waipahu, that are more locked up than my brethren that are behind bars. But I ask that you touch all of them, that you heal all of them. You bless them in abundance, Lord, because when you have an abundance of blessings, all you can do is share your blessings with others. Lord, I just ask you to stay with all of us, to continue to be the shining light, Lord, and to always keep us in your loving embrace. As you hold us close, Father God, and you hear us cry out, Papa, Papa, I need your help today. Hear our prayers, but make sure that thine will is done. Time means nothing to you, but timing means everything. Lord, we give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, because you are worthy. We love you, Jesus. Take care of us tonight, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.